Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide for Friday, January 21. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, even Tide detergent is going up in price. But why? Just ahead. Well, for as long as I can remember, Tide has been the way the Revell family washes their clothes. It's the detergent that my grandmother used and the detergent that my mother used. And we weren't alone. It seemed when I was growing up that everyone used Tide. Going to school smelled like an aromatic advertisement for this very American brand, because all the boys and girls had that distinctive Tide smell. For 185 years, Procter & Gamble, the company which makes Tide, has been the dominant household products maker in the country, if not the world. P&G have their fingers on the pulse of the American consumer. And so when we see a big change announced by Procter & Gamble, we can bet that there are some big changes afoot for almost everyone. Now on Wednesday, P&G announced their latest earnings. And at the same time, they announced that they would be raising the price on most of their household goods and products, including Tide. Now, this was no accident. For anyone who could read their income statement, the reason for this pricing change became readily apparent. In reading down the income statement, we see that sales were up 6% for the quarter. That's good. But then, what's this? Costs were up a whopping 15%. Procter & Gamble, one of the most carefully managed companies around, was caught with exploding costs of production. The ingredients and materials that go into the P&G products had simply gotten away from them, to say nothing of the cost of transportation, shipping, and packaging. Now put it all together, and Procter & Gamble just saw a $1.4 billion jump in the cost to make Tide and all their other products. That's what real-world inflation looks like when you are the largest consumer company in the world. Now, an out-of-the-blue inflation expense of $1.4 billion would be enough to sink most other companies, sending them into at least a loss for that quarter. And indeed, Procter & Gamble's operating income for the quarter was down over $200 million. However, management was able to reach back and recover some non-operating profits, no doubt by selling an asset or two. And so they were able to show a profit in this last quarter. So the inevitable result will be that we will all have to reach down a little deeper in our pockets the next time we buy that box of Tide. To be precise, we'll need to pay 8% more for Tide and virtually all the P&G household products. It's the way it has to be. You see, it's the way inflation works. It's perhaps the most sinister force in any economy, sneaking up on you when you least expect it, inflicting excess expenses whether or not you can afford it. When we really understand what happened to Procter & Gamble this quarter, we will understand that the company was so hard hit by rising costs that they were really operating at a loss, something that no matter how large and how long they've been in business, no company can long survive by operating at a loss. Procter & Gamble has no choice. If they want to remain in business, they must raise prices and do so now. For us as consumers, the result is the higher price of Tide, something that no doubt is a burden for many. But neither Procter & Gamble nor the retail buyer has a choice. They must both pay up. Such is the burden that we must all now face, the pernicious, sinister burden of inflation. Now, in economic news, I do want to underscore yesterday's reports on initial claims for unemployment. This was not just a bad report, it was a disaster. New claims for unemployment came in at 286,000. The highest level in 4 months, and fully a third higher than the level we hit at the beginning of December, when initial claims were only at 188,000. That's nearly 100,000 fewer unemployed. This does not bode well for workers. In overnight reports, Great Britain reported exceedingly weak retail sales numbers. And a little later this morning, we'll have our first report on the leading economic indicators for 2022. In earnings this morning, Schlumberger, the big oil service company, along with IHS Markit, the economic research firm, are both reporting shortly, along with a couple of regional banks, Huntington Bank Shares and First Hawaiian Bank. And that's the value side for this Friday, January 21. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.